Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Up top with it is Lundeen. Tries to drive into the middle of that zone. Cut off. Lost the dribble. Kicks it out to Nickel. Squares. Three. Up and in. Gabby Nickel with her first bucket of the ball game. In the backcourt, Nickel makes the steal. Nickel underneath. Gets it to Kring. Layup. Good. And we're tied.
Tonight, the Kennesaw Blue Devils host the Axtell Wildcats in their final tune-ups before Christmas. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
11 seconds here for Kennesaw to get another bucket. Off the floor with it will be Kimley. He's quickly up. They let him go. Dishes it off. Stoker. Layup is good. Too easy that time for Kennesaw.
Axtell is coming off a doubleheader sweep of Harvard last night, while Kennesaw is looking to defend their home court in their only action of the week. It's the Wildcats and the Blue Devils coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join Classic Hits Sports Director Doug Duda live from Kennesaw right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back to Kennesaw High School, everyone. Along with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda on the New Tech Seed pregame show as the undefeated Kennesaw Blue Devil boys take on the Axtell Wildcats. And we've seen both of these teams once earlier this year, Axtell in a solid close win over Silver Lake, and Kennesaw in a very impressive win over Luke City. But these teams, just in those 2 weeks, have changed quite a bit because of injuries, illnesses, getting the right people in the right places. The starting lineups for these two teams tonight, not the same as when we saw them before. Probably the biggest difference is that Tyler Schnitzler is still out for Kennesaw and will not be back until the holiday tournament, if by then. So Coach Jack Enrum saying we want to make sure that we don't rush him back and get him totally healthy for what could be a special season here for the Blue Devil boys basketball team, off to their best start in a number of years. Earlier tonight in the girls' game, Axtell had the lead all the way. They'd get up by double digits. Kennesaw would come back, but they could never get closer than four, and Axtell wins it 44-37. We'll take a break here on the New Tech Seed pregame show and bring you the starting lineups in a minute.
Mobile Bank All is here, exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features, securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
Time now for a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. First off, for the visiting Axtell Wildcats, number 3 is a 5'8" junior, Jacob Sheldon. Number 20, 6'1" freshman, Adam Lundeen. Number 22, 5'11" senior, Jordan Miller. Number 30, 5'11" junior, Brant Runge. And number 50, 6'2" freshman, and that is Sturgis Hansen. A notable absence for Axtell, the freshman Cody Nickel, who has been a very good ball player, even though he's just a freshman. He has done some good things for Axtell. But he is out tonight with sickness. He's missed a couple of games, and they hope to have him back soon. Head coach of the Cats is Andy Kleffer, assisted by Eric Hebronik. Axtell is 3-3 on the season. The losses have come to Bertrand, Overton, and Amherst. The wins, Pleasanton, Silver Lake, at Harvard. Now for the Kennesaw Blue Devils, number 11, 5'7" junior, Trevor Burr. Number 21, 5'9", senior, Brady Staten. Number 25, 6'1", senior, Dalton Bender. Number 33, 5'11", senior, Cole Kimley. And number 41, 6'3", senior, Mason Stoker. The head coach of the Blue Devils is Jack Enrum, assisted by Christian Cruz and Tom Bundek, a perfect 6-0 on the season for Kennesaw. And their closest game was a 4-point win over Shelton, but they've had double-digit leads in every game, and every other game they've won by double digits. Only two home games so far for the 6-0 Blue Devils. Blue Hill, Brooding, Davenport, Shickley, Shelton, Loup City, Amherst, and Silver Lake are their opponents so far this season. That's the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank, here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at FlatRiverPreps.com. Don't forget, we've also got basketball on ESPN 1460 and 1550. It is Kearney Catholic taking on Overton, while the Husker men are on the Breeze 94.5 FM. And UNK home tonight, taking on Hastings. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll tip it off after this.
Tis the season to get in the game at the new Dunham Sports in Hastings. From golf to football, camping to hunting, exercise to running, Dunham's has what every sports lover on your list is hoping for. You'll find all of the big name brands for footwear and apparel from Nike, Adidas, Reebok, Under Armour, and many more at spectacular prices. Even more savings when you sign up for Dunham's Rewards. Make Dunham Sports your one-stop shop this holiday season on North Highway 281 in Hastings.
Get in the game at Dunham's!
It's time for basketball as Axtell and Kennesaw get things underway. And jumping center for Axtell will be Jordan Miller. And jumping center for Kennesaw will be Dalton Bender. Traveling purple for Axtell, the home white for the Blue Devils. And the ball is in the air, and the opening talent will be controlled by Kennesaw. Axtell's going to come out and play man-to-man, and they miss a man, so an open three is on the way, no good. And Hanson will bring down the rebound for Axtell off the three-point miss from the guard out here. That was a Cole Kimley that didn't get it to go. So now the ball belongs to Axtell. Brant Runge a little under the weather himself. They weren't sure whether he'd start or not, but he is out there, and Kennesaw running a man-to-man defense as well. Jacob Jeldon, the junior guard, getting the start, swings it over to Brant Runge. Runge puts the ball on the floor, guarded there by Brady Staten, pulls up from 12 right side and hits it. Runge with the first bucket of the basketball game. Axtell up 2-0. Front court, left corner, Kimley is there. Kimley on the low block, gets it inside to Stoker. The big boy is going to be fouled underneath by Sturgis Hanson. So Stoker, 6'3", senior, trying to be guarded by a 6'2", freshman. No matter how good you are, there's just a lot of difference when you get down to a senior versus a freshman. And Stoker will go to the line on Hanson's foul. Mason puts the first free throw up and in. And Kennesaw is on the board. 2-1 Axtell. And the second free throw on the way, and the lefty Stoker strokes them both in. 2-2, tie ball game, less than a minute into the contest. Full court pressure being put on here, but Axtell does a good job with Jordan Miller. He'd like to have a couple of more of his guards out there with him from time to time, but Miller and Runge should be able to handle this. Pick and roll, Runge trying to get the ball out there. It's swatted away. The steal is made. Staten is the one that deflected it. Now Brady brings it coast to coast. Runner is too strong off the glass. And the rebound brought down by Sturgis Hanson. Outlet pass, makes some contact at the other end. On the shot, Jacob Jeldon will be fouled. And the foul is going to be on number 11, Trevor Burr. And at the line, Jeldon. So kind of like the energy that Axtell has come out here with to start the ball game. Really moving, keeping that tempo up. They know they're going to have to do that to be in the game. But the free throw here is no good. Halftime boys game, Kearney Catholic 37, Overton 24. That's already at the half on ESPN 1460. Second free throw up, and it is in for Jeldon. 3-2, Axtell. Up the floor, Burr finds Kimley. Fakes the three, drives on Miller all the way to the baseline. Scoop shot up and in. Cole Kimley, fairly quick out there, and shows it again as he gives it the old head and shoulder fake. Goes by Miller and scores. 4-3, Kennesaw gets their first lead. Crossover dribble. Miller gets it across the timeline. Gives it off to Jeldon. backing him up is Burr, and Burr slapped him on the arm. All the way out at midcourt, and Trevor Burr now with two fouls in the first minute 40. Now let's see what Coach Enrum does here. Kind of shaking his head, whether he is frustrated that he needs to leave him in there or whether he didn't think it was a foul. But now he's got to be careful, and you would think you'd get that ball right back over to Cheldon because that's who he's guarding, the three-pointer Jordan Miller, all the way around and out, no good. Offensive run, rebound by Lundeen. The ball kicked out of bounds, and they'll say it's last touched by Kennesaw. But you've got two fouls on Burr in 2 minutes. Ball should immediately go back over to Jacob Cheldon. Cheldon to throw it in underneath his own hoop. Gets it on the left wing to Miller. Miller inside, and they're going to call a quick tie-up as it is Dalton Bender tying up Sturgis Hansen. Arrow points the way of Axtell. And Axtell will take it out yet again. Into the right-hand corner to Runge. Runge down low, and a double dribble going to be called on Hansen. Second turnover for Axtell. So Kennesaw to throw it in. Didn't have much of a flow after the first quarter of the girls' game tonight. Let's see if the boys can get a flow going here. Stoger trying to post up, sets that screen. Kimberly comes off it, dribbles it off the foot of Lundeen, but it rattles right back out to Bender, so they're back into their offensive set. Stoker in the middle, left-handed jumper up and in. Over the double team, Stoker scores, and Kennesaw is up 6-3, and then Cheldon dribbles it off his foot, able to run it down, though, and across the timeline with the outlet pass to Runge. Runge to the top of the circle. Wants Cheldon to cut. He does. Hands it off to Miller. Back over to Cheldon. Lobs it inside and a shove right in the back. Everybody saw that. Stoker shoving Hansen right in the back. That'll be Mason's first personal foul. Three fouls now on Kennesaw. And again, Axtell will have the ball underneath their own hoop. Cheldon throws it into the corner to Runge on the right side. Off the pick, they get it into the corner to Miller. Step back three. It's on the way, and it's too strong over everything. Rebound right down by Hansen. Second chance, Cheldon for three. Got it. Jacob Cheldon with the three-point bucket. Ties it up at six with 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Burr into the front court to Staten. Staten to Kimley. Kimley on the right elbow. Drives, kicks it into the corner to Brady. Brady Staten back up top. Cheldon went for the steal, didn't get it, so Burr is unguarded, and he'll take it in for the layup. Now that's feast or famine there. If Cheldon had got that fingertip on it, it would have been a layup at his end. Instead, it was a layup for the Blue Devils, 8-6. And Cheldon will work the offense to the left wing. It's in the hands of Runge. He fires that three-pointer again. It's too strong. Offensive rebound, Hansen, and he missed the layup. And it's going to be saved by Dalton Bender. Still missed a couple of opportunities that trip down the floor. And at the other end, Jordan Miller knocks the ball out of the hands of Dalton Bender. And they're going to call him for a foul. First foul on Jordan. Second foul on Axtell. And Kennesaw to throw it in front of the Blue Devil bench. Bender all the way out towards midcourt. Leaves it off there for Staten, right side to Burr. Posting up is Stoker. They get it to him outside the box. Tries to scoop it inside. Kimley picks up the loose ball. And he quickly hands it to Staten. Back to Kimley in the left-hand corner. Guarded there by Lundeen. Off the pick, he now has Hansen on him. Swings it over to Burr. To the right-hand corner to Staten. Back up top, Kimley. Top of the key, open three. In and out, no good. Rebound, yanked down by Runge. Pass kicked out of bounds. It belongs to Axtell, though. Substitutions coming in for Axtell. We'll see Connor Wells along with Marcus Kring check into the ball game. And Axtell down 8-6 with 3:42 to go here in the first quarter of play. Again, some delay before we can get that ball inbounded. And on the run, they find Miller. Miller into the front court, leaves it off for Wells, left wing. Dropped it, had to pick it back up. Double team. Goes to Runge. Between the circles, out to Miller. Miller on the right wing to Cheldon. Kennesaw really overplaying the ball right now. Back cuts, back screens would be there all day for Axtell, but they try to dump it inside. The ball stolen away by Stoker. Fast break the other way to Kimley, who corrals the long pass. Kicks it back up top. They'll set it up to Burr. Burr on the right side of the key. Sheldon on him. Looks for the pick. Takes the jumper from 16 and buries it. Trevor Burr with two buckets. And the lead is now 4 for Kennesaw. 10-6 with 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter of play. Travel at midcourt stride, but Miller gets away. Then the bounce pass goes through Sheldon's legs. And a timeout called by Axtell. They grab it before it goes out of bounds. 2:53 to go in the first quarter of play. Been a little herky-jerky first quarter. It's Kennesaw 10 and Axtell 6. We're back after this.
The Kennesaw Market is an affiliated Foods Midwest store. The Kennesaw Market is your hometown grocer, stocking sure fine and sure fresh products. The Kennesaw Market also has a dining area serving daily lunch specials, dine-in or carry-out. Catering, too. The Kennesaw Market is open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday. They appreciate your business at the Kennesaw Market, 210 North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw. The Kennesaw Market is a proud supporter of all the Kennesaw athletes, teams, and coaches.
At the UNK Health and Sports Center, Hastings College has rallied from a 3-point halftime deficit, and with 6 minutes to go, it's Hastings 76 and UNK 71. Now the Lopers score to make it 76-73, but that's what's going on over at the Health and Sports Center. Right now, Axtell out of the timeout, tries to go pick and roll, and the pass is underthrown, stolen away there by Bender. Fast break the other way. Numbers aren't there. Kimberly blanketed out front by Jacob Sheldon. And then on the pass, a steal attempt, calls a foul. Connor Wells checking in. Devin Burr, they tried to get Burr out there, and Wells ran into him. And for Connor, that'll be his first personal foul, third team foul of the first quarter. Back into the offensive action here. It'll be Bender. Bounce pass into Stoker in the paint. Dropped it, grabbed it, shot it, no good. Burr will have the rebound. Burr needs some help. Leaves it off the short jumper, no good. And coming out of that fiasco is Sheldon, and Sheldon going down just makes a long pass down the floor to Marcus Kring. Then the jumper by Runge, no good. Rebound brought down by Burr. Both teams out of control right here. Pushing the ball up the floor is Staten into the left-hand corner to Bender. Drop step, tries the baseline, cut off there by Kring. Now comes into the paint, and a grab going to be called on number 22, Jordan Miller, his second. And coming back into the ball game will be Adam Lundeen. Also checking back into the ball game will be Sturgis Hansen. So off the inbounds, Trevor Burr has it. He takes it from the left corner. No good. Devin Burr got the rebound. Reverse layup. No good. Foul underneath as the rebound brought down by Connor Wells. And the foul will be on Devin Burr, but he comes in there and gets three quick rebounds. Kennesaw will sub in. Here's Lane Tibbs and Brady Staten. Staying in there will be Dalton Bender and both Trevor and Devin Burr. Again, Tyler Snitzer out tonight for Kennesaw. Cody Nickel out tonight for Axtell. A couple of guys that obviously would be starting if they were healthy. Right now it's 10-6 in favor of Kennesaw. Axtell with the basketball. Over on the right wing, Jacob Sheldon. Ball fake, drives in. Contact shot no good. Gets off the ground. Gets his own rebound. Fires it into the hands of Wells. Wells, one hand floater down the lane. It won't go. And the rebound pulled down by Tibbs. Fast break the other way. Devin Burr controls it. Gives it to the cutter, Bender. Dalton in the paint. 360 move. Has his shot blocked out of bounds by Sturgis Hansen, who held his ground. 9 minutes to go in the first half, and Nebraska trails to Jacksonville State 20-13. Jacksonville State is 8-2. 7-point lead on the Huskers at the Devaney Center, currently on the breeze, 94.5. Right now, Kennesaw gets it to Bender, tries to get around Hansen, lost the handle, close to a 3-second call, finally gets rid of it to Burr. And we've been stuck on 10-6 for quite some time now, with 1 minute to go here in the first quarter. Devin Burr decides to take the 16-footer. It's down, and it's back out, and the offensive rebound falls into the hands of Kennesaw's Brady Staten, who has an easy putback to take the lead to 6. So that was an extremely long possession for Kennesaw, and they're finally able to finish 12-6 Blue Devils. And the ball took a funny hop there on Jacob Jeldon and stolen away, and then it's thrown right back by Kennesaw, which is their first turnover underneath the hoop. Good pass, but the layup is missed, and the rebound brought down by Dalton Bender off the Kring miss. And another steal. Jeldon gets it. He goes in for the layup. The lefty put it up too strong. He had way too much momentum, and Bender gets the rebound. 17 seconds to go. Lob it underneath at the other end. Short jumper. Missed everything from 3 feet. We told you a couple of minutes ago it's out of control. It's been out of control for about 2.5 minutes now. 6 seconds to go in the quarter. Long jumper no good by Lundeen. Fine for the rebound and a foul. And not rough out of control. Not like there should be calls or something weird's going on. Sturgis Hansen just got his second foul. But just wild shots, not good shots, passes. I mean, just kind of everything looked like a first night of the year or first practice. 3.5 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Kennesaw has possession. Here's Kyle Hort in for Axtell. Kennesaw will try and get a shot away here in the final 3.5. They dump it in short to Kimley. Kimley to midcourt. Well, they let him go a long way, and he gets a shot off after the buzzer. Kennesaw 12 and Axtell 6. You're listening to Boys High School Hoops on Classic Hits.
Shopping for insurance? With Auto Owners Insurance, every policy comes with a local agent providing you with the right coverage to fit your needs. When it comes to insurance, keep it simple. Talk with a real agent. Auto Owners Insurance. Highest in customer satisfaction with the auto insurance claims experience 4 years in a row, according to J.D. Power & Associates. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call the Kroll Agency Incorporated in Roseland, Hastings, Minden, and Kennesaw. The Kroll Agency. And you, your winning combination.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Look, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
First quarter is in the books, and it is 12-6 Kennesaw, leading Axtell. Halftime on ESPN 1460 from Cope Gymnasium, Kearney Catholic leading Overton 37-24. Again on ESPN 1460. Earlier tonight, Kearney Catholic and Axtell girls were winners. It will be Kennesaw basketball to start the second quarter. And they have 4 points from Mason Stoker and Trevor Burr. 4 points for Jacob Jeldon for Axtell. Trying to spread the floor, Kimley. And we have got a whistle. And did we get a foul away from the ball, apparently? And it's going to be on the offense of Lane Tibbs. His first, and each team already 5 fouls here in the first 10 seconds of the second quarter. Inbounds, Connor Wells will take it from Brant Runge. Also out there is Adam Lundeen, Marcus Kring, and Miller. Lundeen, the 6'1 freshman, bringing the ball out top. They're trying to trap him with a little matchup. Swing it over to the right side to Wells. And it's been a while since Axtell's got a good-looking shot off. Runge takes it over the right wing again. Wells back up top. They'll go to Kring. The 6'3 sophomore bounce pass inside. Well covered. Knocked out of there. 6th turnover, Axtell. Up the floor with it is going to be Staten. Brady on the right side of the key. Dumps it down to the baseline to Stoker. Up top, Kimley. Cole, 4-3. It clanks off there. No good. And the rebound pulled down by the Wildcats. Connor Wells with his third. Kennesaw, 0-3 from three-point land. Axtell is 1-4. Each team's been to the line once. Kennesaw, 2-2. 1-2 for Axtell. Driving in, Jordan Miller. Draws the double team. Kicks it out on the wing to Runge. Back inside, Miller. And he's fouled. Oh, a jump ball call underneath. Give the block, I guess, to Mason Stoker. The arrow does point the way of Axtell. But they will at least maintain possession on the jump ball or block shot that resulted in the jump. Inbounds pass to Wells. Inside to Miller. Boy, they're triple-teaming him, so he feeds it to Lundeen. The cutter in the middle. His shot, one-hand floater off the front of the rim. No good. Kimley with the rebound for Kennesaw. There's the pass. Knocked out of bounds. Miller couldn't quite control it as he was headed to the other end. That kid has got a lot of hustle in him. Jordan Miller fun kid to watch play basketball. 12-6, no scoring change here in the second quarter. We're 90 seconds in. Stoker in the right-hand corner up top. Kimley swings it left-hand corner. Here's a three-pointer on the way. Staten, it's off the iron. No good. Offensive rebound. Stoker back up and in. 6 points for Mason Stoker. And the lead is now 8 at 14-6. Axtell's got to find a way to get some points on the board. It has been a long drought. Into the front court with it is Jordan Miller. We're on the right wing to Runge. Finds the cutter Wells, but the pass was behind Connor, so he had to stop and go get it. Run the play well, and then that last pass, when it's inaccurate, just makes you restart everything. Runge on the right wing, uses one dribble, gives it to Miller. Miller guarded out there by Kimley. Drop step, free throw line, step back from 16. It's off the heel, no good. And they say that it hit the wire above the backboard after it went off the heel of the rim, so that blows the play dead. Here's Trevor Burr and Dalton Bender re-entering for the Kennesaw Blue Devils. Devin Burr and Lane Tibbs will sit. 5:45 to go here in the first half. 14-6, Kennesaw leading. Axtell looking to remain undefeated. Going into the holiday tournament where they will play at Lawrence Nelson against the hosts in the opening round. And Wilcox, Hildreth, and Harvard are the other two teams. Kennesaw by far will have the best record of those four. As in the lane, a leader by Trevor Burr is up and in. 8 in a row now to make it 16-6 for Kennesaw. As Jacob Jeldon brings it across the timeline. Stutter dribble, crossover, looking for a high pick. Gets it. Now drives left side, leaves it off for a three-pointer. Lundeen off the mark. Staten gets the loose ball. Baseball pass to the other end, but they overthrow Dalton Bender. And Kennesaw with their third turnover of the basketball game. Don't forget, coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll take a look at the first half stats, recap the girls' game. Axtell coach Kelly Cooksley will join us after their 44-37 victory. Give you an update on what's going on in Kearney as Kearney Catholic's playing Overton. Jeldon off the pick, drives to the free throw line, shot no good. Rebound brought down by Bender. He is sandwiched by a pair of Axtell defenders, and the foul will be called on Marcus Kring. That is his first, sixth team foul, as Kennesaw will trot the ball up the floor here with Brady State over on the wing to Burr. Burr back up top. Miller went for the steal, didn't get it. Kimley swings it right side quickly. Give back to Kimley, down the middle of the lane, and he'll put up the layup, and good. Cole Kimley, his second bucket of the ball game, 18-6, and a timeout will be called here by Axtell. So they haven't scored yet in the second quarter, and Kennesaw is on a 10-0 run. This timeout is brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney. We'll be back.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT MarketSpace. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront at Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, Doug Duda back with you here at Kennesaw. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors. 4:26 to go in the first half. It's 18-6. Kennesaw leading Axtell, who got off to a good start, and now has went about 6 minutes without scoring. Jacob Jeldon better watch the five-second count and trying to get around Burr. They're going to say that he stepped out of bounds right in front of the Kennesaw bench. Turnover number 7. For Axtell, they come in at 3-3. Kennesaw is 6-0. And for Axtell, that's kind of the deal. When they get beat, they don't score. When they win, they can get in around the mid-50s to 60-point area. As the open jumper is there for Dalton Bender, it goes all the way around and out, no good. The ball is tipped into the hands of Stoker. He puts it up, no good. Then the rebound to Lundeen, and a foul called on the Blue Devils. And both teams are now in a 1-1. The foul on Stoker will be his second. Pardon me, that's the sixth team foul. They threw it up on the board before I had looked. So each team with six fouls. Breaking the press, a long pass up ahead to Jordan Miller. Miller runs into Stoker, has to stop, kick it back out to Sheldon, sets up for the three, fires the three. It is no good. Rebound brought down by Lundin. Lundin over on the right wing to Miller. Second chance on the low block, Runge. Double team, tries to face the hoop, takes the tough jumper, no good. Offensive rebound, finally back up and in by Lundin. And the long drought is over by Axtell, 18-8, Kennesaw. One thing is, by Axtell, they haven't let Kennesaw put up 30 points on him, which they could do very easily. Stoker kicks it out for a three. Here's Burr, and he hit it. Big answer there by Trevor Burr to make sure that Axtell didn't get any momentum. Have a 13-point lead here with 3:10 to go in the first half, 21-8. Miller slowly brings it up, leaning on Kimley. Brings him all the way to the right elbow. Back up top, they'll go to Lundin. Lundin on the left wing to Runge. Runge off the screen, ball hit loose. They're not sure whether it's over and back or not, but it is saved. And with it on the spin move is Lundin, back to Runge. There's just nobody in the paint but white jerseys. Axtell keeps looking like they want to go inside, but there's never anybody there. Sheldon from 17, it's in and out again. Rebound, the fifth for Bender. 21-8, coast to coast, short arming the shot is going to be Staten. The ball saved by Stoker, out to Burr for the three. It's no good. Loose ball foul called. And let's see who is on. It's going to go on Marcus Kring, his second. And at the line to shoot a 1-1. Which nobody knows. Finally, just as about to hand it in, still the official with the ball doesn't know. And now we're ready to line him up and do the 1-1. And that will be Dalton Bender, who has yet to be to the line. Bender looking for his first point. He has yanked down 5 rebounds. At the front end of the 1-1 is no good. Stoker taps the rebound out. It ends up in the hands of Bender. Over to Kimley, the three, in and out again. Offensive rebound, Bender, and now he'll score. Second and third chance opportunities for Kennesaw, 23-8, and a kick ball at the other end. 2:15 to go before halftime. Devin Burr re-enters the ball game. For the second time this season, Hastings College has defeated UNK's men tonight by a score of 95-83. How about that? The Lopers scored 97 last night, 83 tonight, and come away 0-2. Back to action here. Driving in is Sheldon. Dishes it off to Lundin. Point-blank layup. Missed. Rebound to Kring, and Kring will put it back up and score. Too good of a pass and look that time for Axtell to not get a bucket. Three at the other end is on the way. No good by Staten. Short from the right-hand corner. Another rebound brought down by Kring. Up the floor comes Axtell, looking to get a little momentum, anything going at this stage of the ball game. Down 23-10. Sheldon drives, hits the rim. Rebound brought down by Wells, who's hammered underneath. They don't see it, and the ball is kicked out of bounds to Kennesaw. 1:36 to go before halftime. A rough and tumble first half. Now Kearney Catholic opened things up in the third quarter over Overton. After being up 13 at the half, they are now up 28, 63-35 going to the fourth quarter on ESPN 1460. Ball stolen away by Jordan Miller. Fourth Kennesaw turnover up the floor. They go to Sheldon. Junior guard back to Miller. On the wing they go Lundin. Quick ball moving inside. Kring draws the double team. Gives it off to Lundin. To Sheldon, thinking about the long three. Gets a pick and roll to Kring, and the layup is good, and a late foul call, a chance for a three-point play. Marcus just got a little undercut there when he slid in for the bucket, and that is what Axtell has been looking for all night long, or most of the season, and they finally able to convert one there. The foul called on Brady Staten is first, and at the line, Marcus Kring, who scored the last couple of buckets. Still a ways to go here, though, for Axtell. 6 points in each quarter. And And the free throw is no good. Ball is grabbed by Dalton Bender unofficially. I've got him for 8 rebounds here in the first half of play. Under a minute now remaining in the first quarter as Kennesaw works the ball around the perimeter. Kimley dribbles from the right to the left. Goes back against the grain to Burr. Zoning it up right now is Axtell. 40 seconds. Lob it into Stoker. Catch and pass to Bender. Drives the baseline. And all he had to do was get a man in the air. And you're going to get the whistle. 2 free throws coming up. And it's going to be on Marcus Kring. He's got 3 now. And at the line, Dalton Bender. 0 of 1. Gets 2 here. 36 seconds to go in the half. And the free throw is good. 24 to 12. Kennesaw. 36 seconds to go first half. Kring out, Runge in. Second free throw coming up for Kennesaw. And it's on the way and good. So Bender hits them both. And the lead is back to 13, 25 to 12. 30 seconds to go here in the half. Runge dribbles the ball up the floor, right side. Stops well out of way. Stoker all the way out there on him. Gets it down low, trying to get it in the hands of Lundeen, the ball knocked away by Bender, and then as he's trying to grab it, he just stepped out of bounds. So a break for Axtell. They get to keep possession. They had Stoker 25 feet away from the hoop and couldn't take advantage of him being way out there, and now in the inbounds pass, there's Bender stepping in to make the steal, gives it to Burr. Burr wants to run, takes a bad bounce, and a travel going to be called. Took a bad flubber hop there on Kennesaw, rushing up the floor. 15 seconds to go, and the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report is coming up. Axtell one more chance to cut into this halftime deficit, and they'll throw it into Jacob Jeldon. They clear it out. He's working on Burr, who had 2 fouls in the first 2 minutes. I'm surprised he's actually in there right now, risking that third. Jeldon gives it to Miller. We're down to 5 seconds, 40 feet away, and he takes a long, long 3 that hits nothing. And we are at halftime. So, at a half, Kennesaw has not really lit it up offensively, but they have stifled the Axtell offense, and it is 25-12 Blue Devils at the half. When we come back, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on Classic Hits 98.9. We'll give you the first half stats, recap the girls' game with head coach Kelly Cooksley of the victorious Axtell Lady Wildcats. We'll give you an update on the Huskers as they play Jacksonville State tonight and a look at the UNK Hastings game as well. All coming up on Classic Hits.
People you know, community people. People you know, community people. People you know.
Mendon Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
People you know. Community people you know.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cenex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cenex station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
And a welcome back to Kennesaw. I want to say a big thank you to Athletic Director Craig Schnitzler and the fine folks here for their hospitality. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, everyone. Doug Duda with you here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is their treasure at Ravenna Sanitation, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. Halftime of the boys' game, undefeated Kennesaw leading Axtell by a score of 25-12. Earlier in the girls' game tonight, Axtell led from start to finish. Every time they'd get a double-digit lead, Kennesaw would find a way to make it close, but could never get closer than 4. 44-37, Axtell wins it. Jordan Miller, 12 points, 8 rebounds to lead the way for Axtell. And head coach Kelly Cooksley joins us here. And Coach, gets you to 4-3. I know it probably wasn't the prettiest basketball game tonight, but your girls played last night. They've had some off-the-court issues that they're trying to deal with. They're high school kids, and I know some of the boys are ill. There's just so many things that can be put on there. The bottom line is they found a way to gut this one out, and now they're ready for the Christmas break.
Yep, and that's what I told them at halftime. You know, we've been through a lot this week, you know, with what happened yesterday and stuff, and they just found a way to win. I told them before the game, I said, I don't care if we win by a point or 20. I said, just find a way to win tonight, and I have a few days off here coming up, so.
You found a way to get off to a good start, and the first quarter had a good flow here tonight, 16-10, both teams, that's above the average for both teams basically offensively, and then the second quarter really shut down. I thought maybe part of that was because Kaylee Becker got some foul trouble. You're already missing Hannah Kring with an ankle injury. It just really limited the post play. And Kaylee didn't have a whole lot of offense in the first half, but it took away an option, and Kennesaw kind of knew that.
Yep, and we had the same problem when we played Amherst on Friday. We got in foul trouble, and some other kids that don't play a lot of varsity had to come in. And, you know, our depth is not the greatest, but, you know, like I said, credit to the kids that came in and played tough and, you know, found a way to sneak through it. So,
gut check tonight. Catherine Sorensen had 6 points in the first quarter, but there was some really good passing, really good ball movement. And then towards the end of the ball game, kind of found a way to do a little bit of that again, just enough to stay out of Kennesaw's firing zone. There was a couple times they had a chance to make it a one-possession game, but it seemed maybe if the offense wasn't there, your defense was pretty solid tonight.
Yeah, and that's something we want to hold our opponents to around 35 points a game, and you know, I think we're pretty close to that. And we got out of position way too many times and put them to the line way too many times just by being lazy. But you know, Catherine, she's been playing well for us as of late, and you know, she's a good role player for us. And anytime we can get 6 points out of her, that's a bonus for us. So.
Coach Kelly Cooksley with us for Axtell. They're now 4-3. Where do you feel your team is? I know you'd like to get all the pieces at least like you thought they'd be at the start of the season back together. Where is your team? When's everybody going to be healthy as you get ready for the holiday tournament?
Well, you know, defensively I like where we're at, but, you know, we turned the ball over way too many times. I don't know how many turnovers we had tonight, but it seemed like we had about 300. But, you know, yeah, 20-0 in there. But last, you know, we played Amherst. We had 35 turnovers. We got to get better at that if we want to get compete in the FKC and in our sub. So, but you know, that's why we have the few days of practice here, and we'll get better. So,
you get to host a holiday tournament. It's always nice to host, and you get some different teams in there. Eustis Farnham travels over. You're obviously familiar with them, but you get Spalding Academy. And Blue Hill is always an awesome team. So
yeah.
What are you expecting out of the holiday tournament?
Well, you know, Blue Hill, returning qualifying team from the state tournament a year ago. Eustis Farnham, I believe, they're playing Alma tonight, who's 6-0, and they're 5-1. So that side's pretty tough. And, you know, Spalding's playing Academy. You know, they played Ewing and Lindsay Holy family. So, I mean, they've been battle-tested, that's for sure. So nothing's going to come easy. And, you know, if we can – you know, get everybody back, which we should for the holiday tournament. You know, maybe we can compete and maybe make a run at the thing. So,
All right, Coach. Well, pick up a win tonight, and we'll let you get some rest. And
I need some. My voice is killing me. Too much yelling.
We'll see you soon. Congratulations.
All right.
Merry
Thanks
Christmas.
For everything. Yep.
You bet. Kelly Cooksley joining us here after the 44-37 win this evening over Kennesaw. At the half of the boys' game, 25-12, Kennesaw with the lead. We'll look at the numbers right after this.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guarantee price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 meat treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at a couple of other scores for you here. at the half. Nebraska finishes on a 14-2 run. The Husker men at home finish the half over the last 9 minutes on a 14-2 run to take a 27-22 lead over Jacksonville State, who is 8-2 on the season. And tonight, Hastings College beats the UNK men for the second time this season, 95-83. They shot 62% for the ball game tonight, so teams are red hot the last two nights against UNK. UNK shot 53% for the ball game tonight, but could not get the win. And Hastings College picks up another win tonight. UNK now falls to 2-7. Hastings 12-3 as they head to the holiday break. Here's a look at our first half numbers for Axtell. We have Jacob Jeldon with 4 points and 2 rebounds. 4 rebounds for Connor Wells. Adam Lundeen in the ball game has 2 points and 4 rebounds. Marcus Kring, 4 points, 2 rebounds. Brant Runge, 2 points and a rebound. And Sturgis Hansen had 4 rebounds. 6 points in each quarter. And at the half, 12 points so far. 12 points, 18 rebounds, 1 of 3 at the free throw line, 1 of 6 from three-point land, 1 block, and 8 turnovers. For Kennesaw, Trevor Burr leads the way with 9 points. Brady Staten, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Dalton Bender, 4 points, 8 rebounds. Lane Tibbs had a rebound. Cole Kimley, 4 points, and a rebound. Mason Stoker, 6 points, 3 rebounds, and a block. And Devin Burr has 3 rebounds here in the basketball game. 12 points in the first quarter, 13 in the second. At the half, 25 points, 18 rebounds. At the free throw line, 4 of 5 for Kennesaw. 3-point land, they were 1 of 8 in the first half with 5 turnovers. 25-12, Kennesaw leading Axtell. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. Second half is next.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Santa wears Husker Red, and so can you, along with a lot of other team colors from the new TM Sporting Goods downtown Kearney. Santa and you might also consider Under Armour for those crisp outdoor jaunts. See Steve and Tino for all sorts of sporting goods, equipment, and accessories for every sport.
And the know-how to help you buy it right.
Holiday hours till 6, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Thursday till 8, Saturday 9:30 to 5:30, Sunday 12:30 to 4:30. On the bricks at 2217 Central. Like them on Facebook for holiday specials at TM Sporting Goods. And for stocking stuffers, get tickets to the Heartland Hoops Classic.
Second half begins with Kennesaw taking care of the basketball. First shot is no good, and Sturgis Hansen will have the rebound for Axtell. They give it to Miller. He weaves his way through traffic, takes it through the double team, and Jordan Miller gets his first bucket of the basketball game and makes it 25-14. Doug Dittus, Stacy Johns with you as we are underway in the second half. Down low, Stoker, he's too deep, tries to dish it off to Bender, who wasn't ready for it, and the deflected ball is picked up by Brant Runge. And Runge under the weather, and you can tell he's not at full speed tonight as Jeldon comes down the lane, puts it up way too strong, and then on the rebound, a foul is called against Hansen, his third, as he was up on the back there of Dalton Bender. 3 fouls now on Hansen, 3 on Marcus Kring, 2 on Jordan Miller for Axtell. Stoker and Burr have 2 apiece for Kennesaw. Burr had 2 in the first 2 minutes, has done a good job since then as Bender weaves his way down the middle of the lane. Shot no good, offensive rebound by Burr. Shot is blocked out of there by Brant Runge, and a whistle. And the foul called. Or did we get it? Looks like they might have called offensive goaltending and everything that was going on there, or travel maybe. Didn't see what the official exactly called when he blew that play dead. But whatever it was, it's going to belong to Axtell. And they need some points. They just need to get some offense going here after being held to 12 points in the first half. Working on Kimley is going to be Miller. Kicks it out on the wing. Runge's three will not go. Ball slapped off the flat backboard to Kimley. Cole will bring the ball up the floor. Right, left, and back to the right. Crossover dribble, trying to stay out of that double team. Swings it right side, and Miller going for the steal. Ran up the back of Brady Staten. Third foul on Miller. And Axtell starting to get in a little bit of foul trouble now early in the third quarter. It'll be Dalton Bender to throw it in. He'll get it up top to Trevor Burr, who has played well tonight, getting the start with Tyler Schnitzler still out for Kennesaw. In the left-hand corner with it will be Staten. Stoker over to Burr. Right-hand corner to Kimley, trying to post up Bender on the youngster. They do get it in there against Hansen, and as he goes up, the ball is stripped out of his hands. And a whistle from the backside official. And they call the foul on Sturgis Hansen, his fourth foul. And Coach Klepper is going to have to go to the bench. And checking in with three fouls is Marcus Kring. So two fouls on the freshman Hansen in about 2 minutes worth of play here in the third quarter. Burr to throw it in underneath the Kennesaw bucket. Goes to Kimley, deep left-hand corner. Looks for the cutter, nothing there. Dribbles it out, gets it inside. Stoker, finger roll, no good. Offensive rebound, brought down, put back up, no good by Bender. Tipped out long, ball still loose. Bender got it again. He dishes it off to Stoker. Stoker runs over a man, no good. Now there's just a free-for-all. And finally, Kimley has it. It's blocked by Miller, and he blocks it right into the hands of Stoker, who lays it up and in. 8 points for Stoker. And a whistle and a foul will bring in for Kennesaw Tyce Clark for the first time. It's the third foul on Trevor Burr. Checking out is going to be Cole Kimley. 27-14 each team with 2 points here in the third quarter. 5:15 to go in the third. As Jacob Jelton brings it up, gives it off to Miller. Jordan to the right elbow, trying to take Tyce Clark. And a foul called on the floor. And it's going to go on Clark with the hand check. That'll be his first foul, second foul of the half on Kennesaw. Axtell to take it out underneath their own hoop. They stack the right side of the lane, throw it into the corner. Here's Miller, tough contested 12-footer, no good. Trevor Burr gets his second rebound. He clears it out, looks down the floor, nobody to get it to, so he'll dribble it up. Ball knocked out of his hands, loose on the floor, picked up by Shelton. Third turnover of the quarter for Kennesaw. And Brant Runge, long outlet pass into the front court to Lundeen. Miscommunication, throws it right into the hands of Clark. Tyce pushes the ball to the floor with a left-hand dribble. He tries to force it underneath. And Miller, apparently had stole the ball, but they call a double dribble on him. And so that will keep the ball in the hands of the Kennesaw Blue Devils. With 4:40 to go in the third quarter. Kennesaw ball underneath their own hoop. Dump it in short. There's Bender, fakes the handoff, turns around and buries the 8-footer. Dalton Bender now with 6 points in the ball game. 29-14, the lead back up to 15, equaling the largest of the game. Axtell, their most trouble scoring all season. It's just been a tough night for them. Miller swings it over the right side. Runge fires a three, in and out, no good. Bodies collide. Bender gets his 12th rebound of the basketball game. The three-point shot has not been kind to either team. 1 of 8 for Kennesaw and for Axtell. Bender into the paint. Wraparound pass Stoker. Open score. 10 points for Mason Stoker. 31-14. And then Kimley sneaks in and steals the inbounds pass. And he's fouled underneath the hoop. Cole will go to the line to shoot 2 free throws. Kennesaw 4 of 5 at the line in the first half. And the first of 2 free throws now for Cole Kimley, one of the 4 senior starters for Kennesaw. When Schnitzler's healthy, then it's all 5. The free throw is good. 5 points now for Cole Kimley. Checking in for Axtell, Connor Wells, and freshman August Fischel for the first time. Coach Klepper trying to find a combination that's going to work. Cody Nickel, of course, out. He's ill. On the other side for Axtell, as we told you, Schnitzler out for Kennesaw. Second free throw up, and it is in for Kimley And now a little run by Kennesaw as they start to really put this one away. They've scored 8 in a row. They go up 33-14. Here's Miller, 4-3. Got it. Jordan Miller has both buckets here in the third quarter for Axtell, 33-17. With 3:40 to go here in this quarter, this third quarter, Clark with it. Quick reversal over to Kimley on the left wing. Back up top, they'll go to Clark. Tice guarded tightly by Jacob Jeldon. Back over to Kimley. Cass up the three, no good. And then fighting for position underneath the hoop. A foul going to be called on Mason Stoker. And that'll be his third team foul as well. A final from Kearney. The Kearney Catholic boys down Overton tonight, 74-53. Overton's second loss. Kearney Catholic boys and girls remain undefeated. The Stars won the girls' game 80-27. Here tonight, Axtell won the girls' game 44-37. Miller trying to find a screen here. Taking Clark to the hoop. Scoop shot good. He sees the mismatch, and he's trying to take advantage of it. 7 all in the quarter for Miller, 33-19. Trying to pick up their defensive pressure. Skip pass over to Clark. Clark down the left-hand corner to Staten. Down a low block, Stoker. 4-footer, rolled off the rim, no good. Ball's tipped around, bodies all over the place. It's going to go out of bounds. And it will be Axtell ball. So Kennesaw couldn't find it after that short miss from Stoker, and the ball got punched out wide. Clark will come out of the ball game now, and back into the game will be Burr. They get it to Jeldon, drives. Gives it off to Lundeen, does too much dribbling, puts the shot up. By that, I mean he was open, then decided to dribble it around a little bit and got some defense on him. Burr with the rebound. Outlet pass, Kimley, back to Trevor. Right side of the key, Kimley playing catch. Lob it into Stoker. And Miller knocks it out of his hand. Jordan with his fourth personal foul. Sometimes they say it just goes out of bounds, you get the ball, and tonight just about everything has been whistled a foul when it comes to the style of play tonight. And checking in is Dustin Rose. I'm not saying it's wrong or right, it's just being called that way. Dustin Rose checks in, and Miller's going to have to check out. And that'll be a big advantage for Kennesaw with Miller out of there. Into Bender on the baseline, gets a wraparound pass in the lane for a layup to Lane Tibbs. Assist Bender, 35-19. As Axtell brings the ball up the floor again, Lundeen, a freshman to the high post, leaves it off there for another freshman in Fischel, who gets it to Dustin Rose, a sophomore. So it's a JV lineup in there for the most part for Axtell. And as they go on the low block, foul called on Kennesaw. And that's going to be on Staten, his second. Runge re-enters the ball game here for Axtell. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney Keene Hartwell on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. 2:15 to go in the third quarter. It is Kennesaw undefeated, leading Axtell 35-19. Runge, a fadeaway jumper off the inbounds, passes no good. Kimley has his fourth rebound, running the floor, gets it to Staten, pull-up jumper left corner, no good. Bender, yet another rebound, dishes it off underneath to Tibbs, missed it. How about Bender a second time, missed it. All of a sudden, Kennesaw can't make a three-footer, but a foul called on Lane Tibbs, and his second. Each team with 5 fouls, and we have 2 minutes to go in the third quarter of play. And Axtell will throw it in. Runge throws the ball in to Jacob Jeldon. Jeldon brings it across the timeline, working on Burr. Spin move in the lane, one-hand jumper is no good. Rebound brought down by Tibbs, and Lane will clear it out to Staten. Top of the circle, swings it left wing to Kimley, into the corner to Bender. He's open. He'll take the 12-footer. He hits it, and he's hit on the arm. A chance for a 3-point play. Dalton Bender, 8, going for 9. And the foul called on Connor Wells will be his second. And the 6th foul of the half. Free throw is up, and it is good. So Bender completes the 3-point play, 9 points, 13 rebounds, and a timeout on the floor by Axtell. 1:37 to go in the third quarter. Kennesaw 38, Axtell 19. We'll be right back on Classic Hits.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. with two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports throughout the season. Word out there that there might be a new football coach at Wisconsin. Some outlets are reporting that it is Utah State coach Gary Anderson. We'll see if that is confirmed momentarily. 15:50 to go in the second half. Nebraska 37, Jacksonville State 26, currently on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Hastings men defeat UNK tonight, 95-83. Here it is 38-19. Kennesaw leading Axtell with a minute and a half to go in the third quarter. Jeldon drives, dishes it off to Hanson in the paint. Didn't take the short jumper. Out to Miller for three. He's back in there with four fouls. No good. And the ball goes off the rim over the backboard and out of bounds. So Coach Andy Kleffer says, if I'm going to play with backups, I'm going to wait till I have kids foul out or have to pull them out of the game. I'm going to keep my starters in there now, even though they're in foul trouble, because Hanson and Miller both have four. Here's a three-pointer, Devin Burr at the other end. It's no good. Rebound pulled down by Adam Lundeen, his first of the half. Runge up on the right side, Sheldon. Back out to Miller. Miller dribbling in place, trying to take his man off the dribble. Good defensive switch there by Devin Burr to help out Wayne Tibbs. Free throw line jumper, Miller. Rolls over the rim, will not go in. It falls into the hands of Hanson. His short putback no good, but Adam Lundeen is there, and he will finish. 38-21. Rare multiple opportunity trip that time for Axtell. At the other end, Lundeen continuing to hustle, knocks it away, crashes to the floor as he tries to save it, but it's off him. And Kennesaw ball, 32 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Been a long night with all the whistles, girls and boys game, as the three-pointer in the corner is no good by Burr. Offensive rebound by Tibbs. And again, it's just one of those doubleheaders tonight. Both teams have struggled offensively in both games. Bender in and out, no good from the right baseline. 12-footer. Rebound brought down by Runge. And we're down to 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Jacob Jeldon with it. Trying to shake and bake his man, and he's going to get called for a carry as he came off the screen. And Axtell with their 11th turnover. 5 seconds to go here for Kennesaw to get a shot away at the end of the third quarter. Bender will throw it in. Staten is open. Staten, cross midcourt, fires it over to Burr. 17-footer at the horn, no good, and that's the end of the third quarter of play. The Kennesaw Blue Devils 38, the Axtell Wildcats 21. We're back with the fourth quarter in a minute on Classic Hits.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Are you looking for affordable, high-speed internet? Then Arcom has the service you're looking for. Whether you're in town or rural, Arcom can offer you high-speed internet for only $25 a month. That's right, just $25 a month. Get all your online needs met before the Christmas rush. Don't wait. Call today, 308-237-7266. That's Arcom for just $25 a month. Call today and get free installation. Arcom, 308-237-7266. Call now.
You're listening to high school basketball on your sports leader in the Tri-Cities, Classic Hits 98.9 FM and the World Wide Web at flatriverpreps.com. We head to the fourth quarter with your score, Kennesaw 38 and Axtell 21. Earlier tonight, Axtell won the girls game 44-37. And let's see how much energy is left in the tank here. I think the guys are ready to go to Christmas break, even though there's probably practice yet again tomorrow. As Miller has it up top, Axtell gets the ball to start the fourth quarter. Jordan, all 7 of his points came in the last quarter. Long three, Runge just won't go tonight. and the ball is tapped out into the hands of Brady State. 2 of 11 from downtown for Axtell, 1 of 11 for Kennesaw. Bender down low, ball knocked away as they try to make one more pass to Burr. And after 30 seconds, Kennesaw subs back in with Kimley and Stoker. 10 points for Mason Stoker. Dalton Bender and Trevor Burr each have 9 for Axtell. The 7-4 Miller leads the team. Of course, they only have 21 total. And faking the handoff is Bender. He drives, dishes it to Stoker. Left-hand jumper from 5 is good. A dozen points now for Mason in the basketball game, equaling the largest lead, 40-21. Kearney Catholic swept Overton tonight on ESPN Radio. As the drive gets into the paint, Sturgis Hansen lays it up and gets his first bucket of the night for the freshman. Comes the sixth different Wildcat to score. Burr with it, Trevor on the right wing here. One dribble, picks it up for Kennesaw, hands it off to Kimley. He comes into the lane, pass is deflected out of bounds by Lundeen, and it will stay with Kennesaw. Kennesaw trying to get to 7-0. And unless something really weird happens, they will be the big favorite in both of their holiday tournament games. Should enter the 2013 portion of the season at 9-0. Into Stoker, turnaround, blocked by Hansen. Another shot blocked in there by Adam Lundeen when it went right into the hands of Burr. And coming out of there with it will be the Wildcats after two blocked shots. And a bounce pass by Runke off a leg, turned over, 12th turnover, fast break the other way, and Runke frustrated. Fouls Cole Kimley, who will go to the line to shoot two. For the amount of lack of scoring, we haven't had that many turnovers. It's just the shot percentage is way down. A lot of long possessions of the basketball game. It was 12-6 Kennesaw after 1-25-12 at the half and 38-21 after three. And the first free throw here for Cole Kimley is on the way and no good. Don't forget, at the end of the ball game, it is the Misco Sports postgame show. Final stats, coaches' interviews, and more to wrap things up here tonight. And the second free throw is up, and it is in for Kimley, so Cole will hit one of two. He's got 7 points, 41-23. Inbounds comes to Runge, guarded there by State, across the timeline, right side. He'll give it to Miller. Jordan, way out around the center circle, try to widen the floor as he drives on Kimley, cut off, dribbles it back out, switches to the left hand, fires it over to Lundeen, fires the three, it's off the iron, no good, and the ball goes out of bounds off of Axtell. So right now, the way this game is going, you have to figure we're just kind of playing out the string. Kennesaw will eventually get to 7-0. Ball on the right side of the key. Kimley dribbling in place, dumps it down to Burr, and his pass is stolen out of midair by Lundeen. Then Lundeen has his pocket picked by Bender, and Dalton puts the short jumper up, no good. Bender should have about 30 points tonight the way he's been working, but at that time, he just can't get the short one. Ball on the floor, timeout Axtell when Miller dimes on it. So timeout on the floor here by the Wildcats. 5:43 remaining in the game. It's 41-23 Kennesaw. We'll be right back.
Nicola looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball toward the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Janelle Farmer. 4 seconds to Ernst. Another two. A Nicola. Is that good?
Cremosa, another three. In and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosa.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
Santa wears Husker Red, and so can you, along with a lot of other team colors from the new TM Sporting Goods downtown car. Santa and you might also consider Under Armour for those crisp outdoor jaunts. See Steve and Tino for all sorts of sporting goods, equipment, and accessories for every sport.
And the know-how to help you buy it right.
Holiday hours till 6, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Thursday till 8, Saturday 9:30 to 5:30, Sunday 12:30 to 4:30. Found the bricks at 2217 Central. Like them on Facebook for holiday specials at TM Sporting Goods. And for stocking stuffers, get tickets to the Heartland Hoop Classic.
Out of the Axtell timeout, it will be Wildcat basketball. 5:43 to go still in our ball game, 41-23. And Kennesaw has the lead. Axtell basketball, Jacob Gelton drives the lane, tries to kick it out of the wing, but right there to steal it away is Staten. Staten to the other end. The layup is good. Brady saw what was happening, and he stepped in, made the steal, gets his second bucket. And now more fouls. Cole Kimley at midcourt called for his first foul. Sixth team foul. And we will have free throws, not this time, but every foul after this, off to the line. As Gelton brings the ball in, working on Burr, swings it over to the right corner, driving into the paint. Miller tries to dish it off to Kring. Ball deflected. Picked up Gelton underneath, wide open is Connor Wells, who had all day and decided to catch and shoot all at the same time. And a rebound brought down by Stoker, and that's what happens when you haven't had any open looks. There's a little intimidation in there, and Wells just shot a little too quick. Burr for three at the other end. Trevor no good. Had an over-the-back foul. Going to be called on Lane Tibbs, his third. The rebound brought down by Jordan Miller. And now with a 20-point game and 5 minutes to go, we hope we don't see any more of those little fouls called. Because there's no energy. It's kind of weird tonight. Kennesaw at home. They've got the lead. They know they're going to win. Folks are focused on other things. It's been a tough time at Axtell. You may have heard Coach Cooksley reference it in our halftime chat. We talked about it at the start of the night as Jordan Miller's free throw is on the way and in. Everything's been going on around the country. And then yesterday, unfortunately, one of the Axtell first-year teachers suffered a seizure or passed out in school and eventually passed away yesterday. And did not make it to the hospital, and they are still trying to determine what it was, whether it was a blood clot or an aneurysm or what exactly happened. But there's just a rough couple of days that happened yesterday for Axtell. They played last night, beat Harvard, and then they have to turn right around again tonight, come on the road, and take on Kennesaw. So, again, our thoughts, prayers out with the Wildcat family and the family of the young lady who passed away yesterday. A carry here on Kennesaw. The ball goes back to Axtell. And a foul call out here on Trevor Burr. His fourth, and a timeout going to be taken here by Kennesaw coach Jack Enram. It'll be his first of the ball game. And we'll take a timeout, 43-25. Axtell trailing here at Kennesaw. We'll be right back.
Adams County Bank meets your personal and business needs. Experienced Adams County Bank employees provide excellent customer service and know customers by name. The Adams County Bank supports local organizations, making a difference in the lives of people living here. Decisions are made quickly and by people living in the communities Adams County Bank serves. Large enough to serve your personal and business needs, yet small enough to know you. Let the Adams County Bank show you what they have to offer. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They're now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443.
4:47 remaining in our contest. And at the line, shoot a 1-1 will be Jacob Gelton. 1 of 2 at the line. Came back in the first quarter of play. And the free throw is on the way, and it spins off the rim, no good. Stoker with the rebound, his fifth unofficially. 43-25, Kennesaw. And now a hand check foul called on Runge in the backcourt. His first. And at the line at the other end to shoot a 1-1 will be Brady Staten. Staten has 4 points. This will be his first free throw attempt of the night. And is on the way and in. Second free throw coming up for Staten. And it is up and in. So for the quarter six of the game, 45-25, Adam Lundeen into the ball game. Colby Becker is going to check in for the first time. Staying in will be Runge and Miller and also Jacob Jeldon. And for some reason, it takes a while to get the ball inbounds. It's just one of those nights, folks. Glad you're with us, but it has drug on as Axtell brings the ball across the timeline. And kids are trying, but some of the things that are going on, just weird tonight. Miller fires an 18-footer. Oh, they're going to call it a three-pointer. That's the kind of night it's been. He had both feet on the line, but they'll give him the three-pointer, and he now has 12 points, 45-28. Into the front court with it, Kennesaw, Kimley. Kimley, spin move into the paint, layup, off the iron, no good. Rebound brought down by Runge. Runge hustles it up the floor. Anytime Axtell does score, there seems to be a little pep at the step. It just hasn't happened very often. Jeldon fires another three. That's good. Back-to-back threes, and when you can get six in a row, that cuts it down to 14, 45-31. Up the floor with it will be Trevor Burr. Run of the point tonight. Back out between the circles to Staten. 3:40 remaining in the game, 45-31. Kennesaw up by 14. Kimley on the left elbow. Going for the steal. Jeldon couldn't get it. Wide open over here is Burr. And they try to force it into Stoker. And Lundeen steps in front and makes the steal. Doesn't have numbers, so he'll pull it out. Give it to Miller. Makes the three. Drives in. Has room. And scores. Eight in a row. 45-33, and in the backcourt, a travel call. What is going on? Out of nowhere, Axtell has just awoken and scored eight in a row and forced a Kennesaw turnover their fourth of the quarter. They only had eight in the entire game in the first three quarters. Now they've got 12, and Kennesaw is just going to have to refocus right now to finish this one off to Jordan Miller at NBA 3, and got it! Miller with 10 in the quarter, 17 in the second half, 45-36, 11 in a row by Axtell. Still 3 minutes to go, and the ball knocked away out of bounds off of Colby Becker. Coach Jack Enram has four timeouts remaining, but he's trying to see how his team is going to handle this. It's hard to tell how he's felt about this performance tonight. The hustle's been there. Kennesaw should probably have 20 more points on all the inside shots that they missed tonight. Working around the perimeter here to Staten. One more bucket puts the quiet on him. Burr for three, though. It's off the front of the iron. No good. Rebound brought down by Jordan Miller. And Axtell, can they keep it going here? Across the timeline to Jeldon. Long three, Miller. And that one won't go. Offensive rebound brought down by Lundeen. Over to Jeldon for three. It's no good. And the rebound, Dalton Bender finally grabs his 14th. Axtell didn't need a three, but hey, the way that's been going, why not? And now Jeldon goes for the steal, and he is going to be called for his first foul as he slaps Trevor Burr on the arm. And it will be a 1-1. With 2:12 to go, and Kimley will come in, and Tibbs will come in. Checking out will be Dalton Bender. Might have got rolled up on. He's kind of limping as he comes off to the side. Also, Devin Burr will check out. And so at the line, Trevor Burr for the first time tonight, all nine of his points were in the first half, and the free throw is up and in. So that snaps the 11-0 run by Axtell, 46-36, Kennesaw, 2:12 remaining in the game. Second free throw now for Burr. On the way, and hits the front of the rim, no good. Stoker got in there and got the rebound. May have left early, but he gets it to Burr. Burr short arms it, no good. Stoker another rebound, and that time it's back up, and it is in. 48-36, that should be enough to stem the tide that Axtell had put on. They just had too big of a ditch to dig themselves out of. Miller tripped up as he goes to the hoop. Shot no good. Tip try no good. And then a foul called as Brady Staten got the rebound. But the foul is going to be on Kennesaw. Cole Kimley is second. And we've got free throws again with 1:52 to go. And at the line, Jordan Miller. He's got 10 in the quarter, 17 all in this half. And the first free throw is up and in. Second free throw coming up for Jordan Miller, 48-37. Kennesaw. Axtell had 21 points in three quarters. They've got 16, make it 17 in the fourth quarter. And it is 48-38. Up the floor against full court pressure. Kennesaw trying to break the timeline. They do with a left-hand dribble. Staten up on him is Runge. Pass comes over to Burr. Burr kicks it back out top. Kennesaw just trying to wind clock here. In the corner, Staten. Lob it inside to Stoker. Body foul on Miller. And Jordan has just fouled out of the basketball game. After not getting anything going in the first half, Jordan Miller has a game-high 19 points all in the second half. He had three rebounds and a block shot. He'll foul out with a minute 33 to go in the ball game. And at the line will be Mason Stoker. Hit a couple of free throws in the first quarter. And this will be his first one since then. And the lefty puts it up and in. Stoker, 5 in the quarter and 15 of the game to lead the way for the Blue Devils. 49-38. Second free throw now for Stoker. On the way. That's too strong. Got his own rebound. Missed the layup. Burr got it. And finally finishes. More rebounds in this ballgame and second chance opportunities for Kennesaw. That's been the difference. At the other end, the jumper by Becker on the baseline. No good by Colby. Tries to get his own rebound. Does. Throws it up. The ball's loose. Goes out of bounds off of Kennesaw. 51-38 Kennesaw. Axtell ball. And did we get a technical foul called? Yes, I guess we did. Technical foul on Mason Stoker underneath. And I didn't see what happened. And Coach Jack Enrum just wants an explanation of what he did. That'll be the fourth on Stoker. And two free throws coming up here. Jacob Jeldon will shoot the technical free throws. And he makes the first one, 51-39. Second one, good, 51-40. And now it will be Axtell ball underneath their own hoop. They'll take Stoker out. They'll bring Devin Burr in. 1:24 to go. Axtell down 51-40. Throw it all the way in the backcourt to Jeldon. Jeldon gets by Burr, dishes it out into the corner. Here's Wells casting up the three. It's no good. Backside rebound comes down to Staten, and he'll find Burr. Minute 10 to go. Trying to stop him in the backcourt. Gets it into the front court underneath the Burr. Devin block shot by Lundeen with the whistle for the foul. Adam Lundeen with his first personal foul. Both teams are well over the double bonus. And Devin Burr will go to the line looking for his first point of the basketball game. I think the official said he blocked him, and he also got him with the body as the free throw is no good. Second free throw now for Devin Burr. On the way, and it is no good. Rebound brought down by Axtell's Adam Lundeen. That is his eighth. Nobody guards him, so he'll bring it up the floor. Not that he wants to. And everybody going after him over to the left wing to Colby Becker. Three-pointer no good. Rebound brought down by Lundeen. Tries to make a pass in the paint. It goes out of bounds, and nobody touched it. Axtell's 15th turnover. 49 seconds remaining here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Kennesaw, Axtell. Here's Tyce Clark returning. Misco Sports postgame show coming up. Stay with us for the final stats. Quick word with Coach Jack Enrum, and we'll let you move on with your Tuesday. Earlier tonight, Kearney Catholic swept Overton. Hastings College beat UNK. Give you a Husker update in a minute as Kimley comes to the baseline, gives it off to Stoker. Now just trying to play keep away, and Axtell fouls. Two more free throws coming up for Lane Tibbs. His first trip to the line. Third foul on Connor Wells. And while they get that situated, we'll tell you that the first free throw is on the way, and it is no good. Nebraska 48, Jacksonville State 35 with 7 minutes to go in the ball game. The Huskers up by 13. Second free throw now is up, and it is good for Lane Tibbs, his third point of the basketball game. And it is 52-40 into the front court with it. Lundeen looking for somebody to pass it to. Up top to Becker. Colby forced outside the arc to Lundeen. Drives, double contact, ball stolen away by Tyce Clark. And now let's just see. Nope, ball stolen away by Lundeen. Lundeen tries to get it into Becker. Ball stolen back. 16 seconds to go. And let's see if Kennesaw can run the clock out here. Nope. They're going to throw it away one more time. We get a jump ball. The arrow points the way of Kennesaw with 8 seconds to go. Don't forget our next basketball here on Classic Hits and ESPN Radio will be from the Ravenna and the Amherst Holiday Tournaments next week. Keep it here for more info. 8 seconds to go. Kennesaw throws it into the backcourt to Brady Staten, and he will dribble it around and finally dribble the clock out on this basketball game. The final score, the Kennesaw Blue Devils 52, the Axtell Wildcats 40. The Cats go to 3-4. Kennesaw remains unbeaten at 7-0. We'll be back with the Misco Sports postgame show right after this.
Control more insects than any other trait stack with AgriSure Viptera 3111. The AgriSure Viptera 3111 trait stack from Syngenta Seeds delivers breakthrough control over corn earworm, black cutworm, and 12 other corn pests. Control of the broadest spectrum of above and below ground insects is ready for your fields today. Contact Brent Woodman, your local independent Golden Harvest dealer, for this and other cutting-edge seed technologies. Brent and Sarah wish all the Blue Devil athletes good luck.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
It's time now for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports, taking care of all of our local schools, geared up for every season. They'll get you there. Misco's will be better equipped for the games you play. Not a bad stocking stuffer on all. Find someone under the tree from Misco's, the worldwide headquarters located in Ord. 52-40, the final score. Axtell finally got some offense in the fourth quarter, but they were down 20. They scored 11 in a row to cut it to 9, made it interesting with 3.5 minutes to go, but that was about as close as they could get. And on the other side, Kennesaw tonight just really dominated the game, but they just missed a ton of inside shots. They had so many second chance opportunities that they didn't finish in the contest here tonight. Bottom line is, though, they do get to 7-0 on the season. Let's take a look at the final numbers of the basketball game now. For Axtell, I had Jacob Jeldon for 9 points and 2 rebounds. Colby Becker had a rebound. Connor Wells had 4 rebounds. Adam Lundeen had 4 points, a team-high 9 rebounds, and a block shot. Jordan Miller had a game-high 19 points, 3 rebounds, and a block shot, and all 19 of those points were in the second half. Marcus Kring, 4 points, 2 rebounds. Brant Runge, 2 points, 3 rebounds, and a block shot. And Sturgis Hansen, the freshman, 2 points, 6 rebounds, and 2 block shots. 18 rebounds in the first half, unofficially 12 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 1 of 3 in the first half. They didn't shoot any in the third quarter. And in the fourth quarter, 6 out of 7 in the ball game, in the fourth quarter. 3-point shooting, they cast up a bunch there in the fourth quarter. They hit 3 in a row, which allowed them to get on that run. 1 of 6 in the first half, and 4 of 13 in the second half. Turnovers, 8 in the first half, 9 in the second half. Axtell with 12 points at halftime, scored 28 in the second half. Wildcats finished with 40 points, 30 rebounds, 7 out of 10 at the free throw line, 5 of 19 from three-point land, 5 block shots, and 17 turnovers. Axtell now 3-4 on the season, and they will host their own holiday tournament on Thursday the 27th when they play Spalding Academy in the opening round. The girls at 4, the boys at 5:30. Blue Hill and Eustace Farnham will play the early games with the finals on the 28th. We'll look at the final numbers for Kennesaw after this on the Mizico Sports Postgame Show.
The Kennesaw Market is an affiliated Foods Midwest store. The Kennesaw Market is your hometown grocer, stocking Sure Fine and Sure Fresh products. The Kennesaw Market also has a dining area serving daily lunch specials, dine-in or carry-out. Catering, too. The Kennesaw Market is open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday. They appreciate your business at the Kennesaw Market, 210 North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw. The Kennesaw Market is a proud supporter of all the Kennesaw athletes, teams, and coaches.
Shopping for insurance? With Auto Owners Insurance, every policy comes with a local agent providing you with the right coverage to fit your needs. When it comes to insurance, keep it simple. Talk with a real agent. Auto Owners Insurance. Highest in customer satisfaction with the auto insurance claims experience 4 years in a row, according to J.D. Power & Associates. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call the Kroll Agency Incorporated in Roseland, Hastings, Minden, and Kennesaw. The Kroll Agency. And you, your winning combination.
Take a look at the final numbers of the ball game for the Kennesaw Blue Devils. They were paced by Trevor Burr and Mason Stoker. Burr with 12 points, 4 rebounds. He had 9 of those points in the first half. Brady Staten, 6 points, 4 rebounds. Dalton Bender, 9 points and a game-high 14 rebounds. Lane Tibbs, 3 points, 3 rebounds. Cole Kimley, 7 points, 4 rebounds. Mason Stoker led his team in scoring with 15 points. He had 8 rebounds and a block. And Devin Burr had 3 rebounds. Kennesaw had 18 rebounds in the first half, just like Axtell, but I had it for 22 in the second half, which was 10 more than Axtell. Free throw shooting, 4 of 5 in the first half, 9 of 15 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 1 of 8 in the first half, 0 of 5 in the second half. Turnovers, 5 in the first half and 8 in the second half. Kennesaw had 25 points at halftime. They scored 27 points in the second half, which was basically an even half of basketball. In fact, Kennesaw was outscored by 1 point in the second half, but they had a bigger first half, 52 points, 40 rebounds, 13 out of 20 at the free throw line, 1 of 13 from three-point land, 1 block shot, and 13 turnovers as Kennesaw remains undefeated with a 52-40 win over Axtell. They go to 7-0 on the season, and they will play in the Lawrence Nelson Holiday Tournament, which is Friday the 28th and Saturday the 29th, and the girls play at about 5:15 against Lawrence Nelson. The boys will play Lawrence Nelson at 7 o'clock. Harvard and Wilcox Hildreth, the other two teams that are in that holiday tournament. Earlier tonight in the girls' game, it was Axtell winning at 44-37 over Kennesaw. Jordan Miller, 12 points and 8 rebounds for Axtell. Kennesaw didn't have anyone get into double figures tonight. Very balanced. 13 rebounds, though, in the game for Kelly Mack. Also tonight on ESPN 1460, it was Kearney Catholic beating the Overton girls 80-27 and winning the boys' game, Kearney Catholic, 74-53. The UNK Hastings College men's game tonight went to Hastings as they shot 62% from the field as the Lopers shot 53%, 95-83. Hastings now 12-3. The Lopers fall to 2-7. And finally, the Nebraska men's basketball team, 4:11 to go in the game. Nebraska 52 and Jacksonville State 43. That's currently airing on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Later this week, we've got some St. Cecilia, Sutton, Sandy Creek, basketball going on. Hastings High plays Beatrice later on Friday on 12:30 KHAS. But as we said, next action here on ESPN 1460 and Classic Hits 98.9 will be on the 27th from the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. Ravenna, Loop City, Centura, and Overton play in the first round. Loop City, Centura will play in the first round. Ravenna will play Overton. Then we'll have the finals of that on the 28th and also the opening round of the Amherst Holiday Tournament where Kearney Catholic plays North Platte St. Pat's and Amherst takes on Ogallala. Well, Coach Jack Enrum has not popped out of the locker room as of yet, so I guess that'll be it. We'll wrap things up. Say you've been listening to the Mizico Sports Postgame Show. Mizico Sports, taking care of all of the schools in Nebraska, the best service and the best equipment. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Wishing you a very Merry Christmas, everyone. Thanks so much for all your support, and we'll bring you home with some basketball next week to finish out 2012. Again, a doubleheader split tonight. Axtell wins the girls' game over Kennesaw 44-37. Kennesaw takes the boys' game 52-40. For our producer-engineer, Stacey Johns, I'm Doug Duda saying Merry Christmas, everyone, and have a good night.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports Presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.